presents Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my longtime friend and colleague, Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee.
And this is the 469th episode of Travel Itch Radio, and we are in our 11th season. Every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, we visit with hoteliers, airline executives, authors, photographers, publicists, and others in the travel world. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or feel free to check out the show later by typing Travel Itch Radio into the blogtalkradio.com search box and click on today's date, August 4th, 2022.
And our guest tonight is Kim Williams, Eclipse Project Manager for the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism. Welcome, Kim, to Travel Itch Radio.
Well, thank you, guys. I am more than thrilled to be here. Happy evening or day, depending on when
same
you're listening
to,
it.
And thank you for making time for us. I know that you're between engagements here, so thanks for finding us on your radio. You know, I loved visiting Little Rock when the North American Travel Journalists Association held its annual conference there, and I know there's so many things to do and see in Arkansas, but there's one big event coming up that's really going to bring in visitors, an eclipse that will take place in 2024. So please, Kim, fill us in what, when, and where.
Okay, so Arkansas has not seen a full solar eclipse since 1917. So we are so excited because we are within the full path of the Great North American Eclipse on Monday, April 8th, 2024. We have already started planning because this is going to be the biggest event Arkansas has ever seen, ever.
Now, there are solar eclipses and lunar eclipses, but the one with the sun is the biggie, right? So tell our listeners, what exactly is an eclipse?
So what happens during a full solar eclipse is that the moon actually crosses in front of the sun. And so it will start about 12:33 in the afternoon on April 8th, 2024. We'll go through a partial eclipse into a full solar eclipse, into another partial eclipse, and then it will turn to the, you know, regular 3:15 p.m. sunlight. So the actual process lasts about 2 hours and 40 minutes. So we're really excited because in Arkansas, two-thirds of our state, 53 of our 75 counties will be in the path of totality. That's really big.
Wow. Yeah, this is a rare event. It's a once-in-a-lifetime for many people.
It is, and we will not see another one in Arkansas until 2045. So what we realized in 2017, which was the Great American Eclipse, you know, we had not had a solar eclipse over the majority of the United States since 1917, 1918, and people really took the opportunity to get out and travel. And when I say people, I mean millions of people. Scientists actually called the solar eclipse in 2017 the largest mass movement of humans on Earth ever. So we expected the same thing to happen in 2024. So we're really, really excited about it.
Oh, I'll bet. So what's actually happening during the solar eclipse?
Well, it's very, very interesting because, you know, a lot of people, myself included, in 2017, I didn't get a chance to go to where the full solar eclipse was, but we had a partial eclipse in Arkansas. So I went to that. And what happens is that you truly think that it's becoming nighttime. So we as humans realize what's going on, but the animals around us do not. So the temperature will fall up to 20 degrees. Chickens and birds, and I tell you, the place to be during an eclipse, for a full solar eclipse, is at a zoo, because the animals totally change, because one moment, you know, it's a normal sunny day, and then in the process of about an hour, it becomes total night. So people tell me that, you know, chickens will go to roost, animals will have a little bit of odd behavior, the, you know, I mean, even the leaves will change, and the leaves, because most of the sun is completely covered, there will be all these great shadows from leaves and from things like that. So really, when people say that it's a once-in-a-lifetime event for many people, it really is. It really is. So we're very lucky that so much of Arkansas will be within that path of full totality, and all of our communities throughout the area are planning special events and activities and concerts, and it's just going to be a really big party in the dark.
We're talking to Kim Williams about the upcoming Arkansas eclipse.
Kim, how will the 2024 event compare to the one in 2017? You touched on it a minute ago.
Well, here is the thing, Dan, and nothing against the 2017 eclipse. It was wonderful. It was lovely. But literally, this eclipse is going to be twice as great, because that path of totality where the actual full solar eclipse, it's going to start in Mexico. It'll first hit land in Mexico, and then go through Texas and Arkansas, and then on up in into Canada. But our path is twice as wide as the eclipse in 2017, and our full darkness is nearly twice as long. For example, during the 2017 eclipse, the longest period of darkness was 2 minutes and 45 seconds. In Arkansas alone, we will have 4 minutes and 18 seconds in certain locations. So that is nearly 4.5 minutes of full darkness. So it's twice as good as what everybody saw in 2017.
That sounds great. I wonder if there's going to be a baby boom resulting from this eclipse.
Well, now, you know, it could be. I know there's going to be a lot of COVID babies. But, you know, again, it only lasts about 3 hours. But I'll say this, Dan, I'm sure it's going to be a romantic 2 hours and 45 some odd minutes. So it may very well be. Depending on where you are, I'm not, you know, I'm not suggesting that people just go out in the middle of a field and get romantic. But, you know, to each his own. To each his own.
Well, how big a deal is this for your tourism industry in and around Arkansas? Are hotels already taking eclipse reservations?
Well, here is the thing, Dan. As you guys probably know, most hotels, or even motels if they are, you know, chain-owned, most will not take a reservation more than a year out, unless you're a group. But I will tell you, every community that I go to, their hotels, their motels, their Airbnbs, their bed and breakfasts, people are already calling. So they may not be able to actually go into their computer and actually put in your reservation, but they are taking names and phone numbers. And a lot of our properties in Arkansas, even though it's not in a computer yet, are over half full already. More than a year and a half out. But it will be what we saw in 2017. I'll use South Carolina as an example. You know, it has roughly about the same population of Arkansas. We're much more centrally located because they, of course, are on the East Coast. But they had 1.6 million visitors for the 2017 eclipse, with an economic impact of $269 million.
Whew.
That's nothing to sneeze at. And I will say that every state that had part of the path of totality within it, they had record visitation and record economic impact. So we can easily, we are saying that it will be the biggest event Arkansas has ever seen, because you can't even compare it, say, to in Little Rock, the opening of the Clinton Presidential Library, which was a huge event, but that was in one community. That was in one county. We have two-thirds of our state that's going to be within this full solar eclipse. So it will be an amazing event and economic impact for our counties, our cities, and even our small towns.
Oh, absolutely. Now, tell our listeners why Arkansas is one of the best locations in the whole U.S. to see that 2024 Great North American Eclipse.
The good thing, now, of course, for people that don't know, Arkansas is known as the natural state. We love our outdoors. You know, that was one thing that we had going for us with COVID. We needed to be outdoors, and, you know, from the Buffalo River to everywhere, people wanted to be outside. We have some of the most beautiful outdoors than any state in the area. So, of course, we have our big communities that are in the path, the Hot Springs, the Little Rocks. But we also have so many Arkansas State Parks, natural areas, our Arkansas Game and Fish, our U.S. Corps of Engineers, so many outdoor areas that will be perfect to see an eclipse, you know, without worrying about trees, without worrying about, all of the lights popping on. And so, you know, it will just be an absolutely great place to see this once-in-a-lifetime event.
Oh, of course. Now, so you mentioned some. Can you just list us some best locations within Arkansas where to get that prime, unobstructed view?
Absolutely. And I will say that we have some wonderful maps on our website, arkansas.com/eclipse. You know, it can be small towns like Mountain View, Arkansas, which is actually the folk music capital of the world. It's where folk music, it's where Jimmy Driftwood lived and Grandpa Jones played music. And we have the Ozark Folk Center State Park. Well, Mountain View is this beautiful mountainous area, and, you know, it's right in the path of totality. It also is part of the Ozark National Forest. There's some beautiful recreation areas. If you wanted to be in a more urban area, Little Rock, they'll be doing all of these special events outside. Hot Springs will be the same way. Then our smaller communities that people may not have heard about, MENA, which is home to Queen Wilhelmina State Park, which is known as the Castle in the Clouds. You could be on one of Arkansas's highest peaks to see this eclipse. And so it's really whatever you want to be doing. If you want to be away from people in a natural area or in a forested area, we've got you covered. If you want to be in an urban area, we've got you covered. You know, if you want to be out in the middle of a field, we've got you covered.
We're talking to Kim Williams about the upcoming Arkansas eclipse.
Kim, is there a local observatory or planetarium where visitors can learn about the eclipse before it happens? And are special lectures planned in conjunction with the celestial events?
There are some, Dan, and I will say the Central Arkansas Astronomical Society, which is located in Little Rock, they're doing lots of activities. Some of our colleges have planetariums and observatories. There's one, Dr. Clay Sherrod. It's located on Pettigean Mountain. He's doing a lot of outreach because we realize that Arkansas is such a great place to see this eclipse. And so we are all working together because, of course, we want visitors to come, but we also want this to be a memorable experience for our nearly 3 million residents of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want to throw a party for our guests and our visitors, but we also want it to be a party for everyone that lives in Arkansas. Because I have to say, there is not one inch of Arkansas that will not have at least a 94% solar eclipse. So like where I live in eastern Arkansas, I'm actually closer to Memphis than I am Little Rock. We are not in the path of totality, but our partial eclipse will last 2 hours and 36 minutes. So you can be anywhere in Arkansas and you will have a long partial eclipse, but you're also within driving distance of an hour and a half of the center line of that path of totality. That's the one thing about Arkansas. You know, you can, and Dan knows this, having been to Little Rock, you can be in Little Rock and you can make any location in Arkansas within 3 hours, be that, you know, down near Texas, Missouri, Tennessee, Louisiana, you know, so there's easy travel times. And so it is literally for 2 hours and 40 minutes, the state will be completely in the dark. And we are not afraid of the dark, let me tell you. We are not afraid of the dark in Arkansas.
Kim, do you expect hotels to offer special eclipse packages that will enhance the experience and stretch the dollars a little bit?
Oh, absolutely, I expect that. I do know that there are some organizations like tour groups, tour operators that are located in Little Rock. They actually did packages in 2017 and took groups to, I believe it was a vineyard in Tennessee. So I believe that hotels know that this is such a big event, so they want it to be a full experience. And I will say that in 2017, one thing that we learned about eclipse, about the eclipse and with millions of people traveling, you know, everybody heard the stories about people being stuck on highways and interstates. You know, people traveling in those big of numbers expect some of that. So what we are encouraging our partners, both our communities and our hospitality, our lodges, our restaurants, you know, we're encouraging people to come early, come a couple of days before the eclipse, stay late, don't leave Monday as soon as it's over, because then you're going to be dealing with all the traffic. And then stay put, stay in Arkansas for another day. Experience the hospitality and the beauty that is the natural state. So, you know, come and make it a vacation and learn more. You know, here is the thing. Arkansas, with its location along the Mississippi River and the Arkansas River, there's so much history in our state. You know, so come, bring the family, not just for the eclipse, but for a vacation, for a learning experience. You know, get outside on our hundreds of thousands of acres of lakes and streams and rivers, and just get out and have some fun while experiencing something that you may not ever have the opportunity to see again.
Well, you touched on my next question, which are, what are some suggestions for visitors planning to travel to see the eclipse?
Well, the one thing, first, planning. You know, decide where you want to go. And again, everybody wants to be within that path of totality. But not everyone can get that room or get that B&B or get that Airbnb. You know, so start, especially as we're getting closer to April 8th of 2023. That's when most hotels and motels will open their general reservation system. But decide on where you would like to be and just call. You know, call a hotel. Call a bed and breakfast and just say, you know, do you have a waiting list for people that are wanting to get a reservation. Decide on things that you like to do and then schedule some of those things around the eclipse. You know, if you're an angler and you want to get out on the White River and do some fly fishing, or if you love museums and, you know, you want to go to Arkansas Post National Memorial, which is run by the National Park Service, but it became the first European settlement in the lower Mississippi in 1686. You know, take the things that you like, food, culinary, you know, come to Arkansas, eat at some of our James Beard Award-winning restaurants, and then go and see the eclipse. Planning, I think, is going to be key. And, of course, you know, when you come in April, or, you know, you have to think about, you know, bring water. You may be stuck in traffic. Bug spray, because it is going to be spring in Arkansas. Always, you know, when you're traveling in Arkansas in April, we could have snow or we could have 90 degrees. You know, bring a jacket, bring an umbrella. Anything that you would do when you are going to travel somewhere that you're not as familiar with. I will say this. I will place our residents against anybody. You will not find nicer people than in Arkansas. I say that, and I mean it completely. We have some great people here in Arkansas.
Oh, well, I can't wait to go. I was going to ask you what travelers should bring with them, but it sounds like anything they need they can get right there in Arkansas, right?
Absolutely. And we're working with our communities, because another thing that we learned from the 2017 eclipse, don't wait till the last minute to get eclipse glasses, because people will take advantage. You know, I remember in 2017 there were people buying glasses that were not ISO certified. You have to be very, very careful with eclipse glasses, because you are literally looking at the sun with these glasses and you don't want to do eye damage. So we're working with all of our partners. We're going to basically order our glasses in bulk and give them at a reduced cost to our partners. Well, sell them to at a reduced cost. So, you know, I'm not saying that you should get your glasses before you come, but just know that when you get here, most likely there will be community selling glasses and merchandise. Here's another thing we can't forget. You always want to remember where you were when you saw that eclipse. And so, you know, grab a T-shirt, grab a pen that says, you know, I was in Morrilton, Arkansas for the 2024 Great North American Eclipse. You know, and it really is just like anywhere you travel that you've not been before. And one thing that we're very excited about is getting new visitors to Arkansas. We hope that we get hundreds of thousands of people that have never seen Arkansas before. And like Dan, they'll fall in love with it because we're such a great state.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can our listeners stay up to date on the eclipse and any other events that are going on in Arkansas?
Well, the easiest thing to do is go to Arkansas.com. And on our website, you can sign up for our eclipse newsletters. Each month we do Discover Arkansas, our monthly newsletter. You can sign up for that. You can sign up for our emails. And, of course, go to arkansas.com/eclipse, and it will give you a down-to-the-second countdown of how long we have to wait to see this celestial event.
I love it. I'll do it.
Kim, when I was in Little Rock, I loved the river, the streetcars, and especially the Clinton Presidential Library and Museum. When out-of-staters come to Arkansas, do they drive, come by boat, take the train, or fly? And do they fly into Little Rock the way I did?
You absolutely can, Dan. That's the thing. With Arkansas, you can fly in to Little Rock, which is literally in the center of the state. And, you know, you can rent a car, or you can find a tour operator that's doing something. You could also, depending on where you wanted to go, northwest Arkansas, if people wanted to do that area, say, and get an opportunity to see the amazing Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, there is XNA, which is an airport near Bentonville and Fayetteville. And then if you wanted to come into the eastern side of the state, over where I live on the Mississippi River side, you can fly into Memphis. So you have three opportunities. You know, if you wanted to fly into Dallas, even if you wanted to fly into Nashville, it'd be a great road trip. And that's why I said earlier, think of the things that you like to do on a normal day or on a normal vacation, and then just throw the eclipse in. You know, it's, it doesn't have to be just about the eclipse. Come, learn more about Arkansas, and fall in love with it like, you know, all of us have.
Okay, our time is running out, but I want to get the Clinton Museum mentioned again. I love presidential libraries, and I've also seen those dedicated to Roosevelt, Truman, JFK, Jimmy Carter, and Ronald Reagan. But I believe the Clinton Library is one of the best. Could you tell Travelers Radio listeners a little bit about it? The Reader's Digest version.
Absolutely. It is amazing. I'm not a political person, but I love presidential museums. There is just something about it, and it's right there near the Arkansas River. They have done such a wonderful job, including President Clinton. I mean, he knew what he wanted. And here's the thing, they have some amazing traveling exhibits, especially around music, because if you didn't know, President Clinton loves his music. So it is definitely a don't miss if you're anywhere near Little Rock. Absolutely. And be a great place to watch the eclipse.
I know he played the saxophone.
Yes, it'll be a great place to watch the eclipse. Yes.
What are the peak and bargain seasons for Arkansas, real quick?
Our peak season, listen, I am not a summer girl. I love cooler temperatures. I love Arkansas in the fall and in the spring. You know, we have some beautiful fall color. The temperatures are amazing. But, again, summer in Arkansas is fabulous because you can easily go jump in some water somewhere. If you've never been on the Buffalo National River, that is something that you would love to do in the summer.
Okay.
But
could
we
you
are
please tell our listeners? Okay, tell our listeners where they can get more information about the upcoming eclipse and Arkansas attractions.
Go to arkansas.com/eclipse, and that will take you to the countdown. It will give you more information. You can see maps. And just to find out more about Arkansas itself, go to arkansas.com and order an Arkansas travel guide.
Ooh.
Okay, and remember, Arkansas Travelers, great name for a minor league baseball team.
That's exactly right. Located in Little Rock. That's exactly right.
I know. Okay, many thanks to Kim Williams, Eclipse Project Manager for the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, for being our guest tonight on Travelers Radio. You were terrific, Kim.
Thanks, guys. I enjoyed it so much. I would love to do it anytime.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you again as the eclipse gets darker. I mean, closer.
There you go.
Listeners, don't forget to get your best baseball companion for the second half of the season. My book, The New Baseball Bible, 480 pages for a sawbuck, such a deal. An oversized, illustrated, unorthodox history of America's national pastime, both a coffee table book and a bathroom book. Read it backwards and still enjoy it. That's The New Baseball Bible with Mike Trout on the cover. Get it from Amazon.com. And that's it for this edition of Travelers Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writer, same announcers, we'll talk with travel writer Nick Contis. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg along with Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.